I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid.
Welcome to the T Podcast, the podcast about anything and everything from the perspective of one man, and that man is me, T, from good old Boston, Massachusetts. It is Thursday, February 21st, 2019. And today's podcast is something that I started last year that I promise all of you that occasionally I will do a quint of the week. That's right. What's a quint? Well, quint is a more fun Conor McGregor Game of Thrones way of saying cunt. That's right. People don't like that word. You know, see you next Tuesday. So quint is the way they say it, and it's something I've been playing on for a couple of years now with my friends. I call them quints. We have some group chats going and multiple friends that I have in text and social media. They know when T's calling them a quint, he's busting their balls and we're having some fun. So quint is something that I like to get out there and say, hey, you're being a quint, to bust people's balls. That's in my personal life. On the podcast, what I want to do with the cunt of the week is take the person from the week that's in the news, that's in the media, that's in social media, or maybe somebody in my personal life, like the last podcast I could have got into, the person with my laundry, throwing the red pen in there. He was absolutely a cunt. Sure was. But this week, it's more about being a celebrity, somebody famous. Now, I said occasionally I'll throw in a cunt of the week, meaning one, singular. This podcast, this one in particular, this one, February 21st, 2019, is going to go down as the first quints of the week. Plural. That's right. This past week, there have been several people in the news, in the media, famous, semi-famous, A-lister, B-lister, D-lister, that have done some fucked up shit to deem themselves quint-worthy. And I have a few, and I'm going to get to them all today in this podcast, right to the point. And I will give you real-life examples, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about if you pay attention at all to the news or social media or just your friends, maybe even in the office, around the water cooler, if you will, if we still call it that. Maybe in the office when you're filling up your water bottle, going to the refrigerator. Maybe you're heating up your panini. If you're lucky enough to have a panini maker in the office, I do in mine. And you're just catching up with a coworker you haven't seen in a while. Maybe you haven't had meetings with them. And you say, hey, did you see that shit about Ryan Adams? Oh, I didn't. Oh, let me tell you. You hear about now what happened with R. Kelly? Oh, my God. Did you see the Kim and Kanye video with Kenny G for Valentine's Day? You didn't? Oh, my God, Susan, let me tell you. Or how about President Trump declaring a state of emergency? Oh, yeah, it's right there. Look, it's right there on the TV, on CNN. Look, he's at the fucking Rose Garden. You believe this shit? Or how about that guy from Empire? Jesse Smollett. Or Jussie, because it's you. Smollier. I'm not French. I don't live in France. I'm going to call him Smollett. You see what's going on with his case, supposedly, with his attackers? Did they or did they not attack him? That's right. This week, this podcast, Thursday, February 21st, 2019, these several quints of the week are those that I just named. Ryan Adams, R. Kelly, Kim and Kanye, Jussie Smollett, and President Trump are all T's inaugural first quints of the week podcast. And let me tell you why. Each and every one of them is a fucking quint this week. Okay. Starting with Ryan Adams. Ryan Adams, I don't know who the fuck you are. I really don't. I'm not trying to say, like, I don't know who you are. Like, you should be important. I thought Bryan Adams was Ryan Adams and Ryan Adams was Bryan Adams. I thought they were the same fucking person. I had no idea. Bryan Adams is that guy that sings all those mopey songs from, like, the 90s. I remember from that Robin Hood song. Everything I do for you. Pretty sure that was the song. But it wasn't Bryan Adams. There's a guy out there called Bryan Adams. Apparently, he's a great singer-songwriter himself. Won several awards. I had no fucking idea. I saw this shit on Twitter, and I had a look at it. First, it was a typo. I'm like, what are they fucking talking about? Singer-songwriter Bryan Adams used to be married to Mandy Moore. I thought Bryan Adams was married to fucking Mandy Moore. Remember Mandy Moore in her prime when she was singing and stuff? Like, late teens, early 20s. She was a knockout. I mean, she's still a beautiful woman today, but she's on that mopey fucking This Is Us. I can't watch that show. I can't sit through a mopey fucking show. I need action. I need fucking adventure. I need death. I need murder. I need mayhem. I need violence. I need interest. I need something I've never seen before. I need the anti-hero. But God bless me anymore. Continue to do you. You're not singing anymore, but you're in This Is Us and you make people cry. Supposedly, didn't a bunch of people die from the crock pot? Didn't the crock pot have like some sort of dysfunction go on where it caused the fire and mad characters died in that show? I don't know, but I heard people talking about it at work. Around the water cooler. You like that? See that what I did there? Anyway, Mandy Moore was married to Bryan Adams, apparently. They're divorced now. I think she's on to another marriage. And Bryan Adams supposedly did these things where he promised women that they would get famous, that their songwriting and their singing career would be huge if they performed sexual favors on him. Kind of like Weinstein supposedly did with actresses in movies. But Bryan Adams even did that to his wife, Mandy Moore, that he would verbally abuse her. I didn't see anything about physical, but he would come down on her and use that to his advantage that he was this fantastic songwriter, apparently, which, like I said, I didn't know. I thought he was the same person as Bryan Adams. And he would use that. And all these women are coming forward saying that Bryan Adams, not Bryan Adams, Bryan Adams would use his ability, his power in the music industry to tell women that you need to do sexual favors. And if you turned me down, I will ruin your career. I will fucking ruin you before it ever gets taken off. And I guess he had connections enough power in the industry to allow these singer-songwriters, these songstresses, if you will. And Bryan Adams, you are absolutely for doing this. These women who actually trusted you and think that this was more of like a business relationship or friendship, if you will, or even your own wife. You kind of do things for your significant other, don't you, in a marriage? In a relationship, you kind of help each other out, right? You empower each other, bring each other up, and motivate them. You could have helped her out, and I guess you didn't because you are a fucking scumbag. Not even just a scumbag. Even more so, you are a cunt. A cunt of the week, Bryan Adams. Moving on to another cunt of the week, similar to Bryan Adams, but this one takes it a step further. A couple weeks ago on a podcast, I spoke about Breaking R. Kelly. Why even forget the series? Anyway, it was the R. Kelly documentary, docuseries, if you will, 6 episodes, and I finished it on Lifetime, about all the fucked up shit that R. Kelly did, and the people around him that supplied him with the women, that the underage women, the girls, that hid all this stuff, that had the tapes out there, that got rid of the tapes. He was like untouchable, and he has these sex slaves even currently. And R. Kelly, going back to his first sex tape, which was the singer Sparkle's niece in it, she was underage, supposedly 13 years old at the time, because that girl, that little girl and her parents didn't want to come forward. Maybe there was a supposed settlement, supposedly, or should I say, not supposedly, allegedly, where they didn't testify in court because of that, R. Kelly got off. And now, all these years later, I don't know exactly when this happened, I'm assuming, if it's on a tape, this was another one that took place maybe in the 90s and 2000s. There is another sex tape that the Chicago police got a hold of that they turned into the district attorney, where supposedly any minute now, any second now, any day now, R. Kelly is going to be arrested, and there's going to be another criminal case of him having sex with another underage girl, which about fucking time that they are moving forward, especially after seeing what he did in this TV show. With all these women, it is fucking disgusting. He is disgusting. He's a piece of fucking shit. And now R. Kelly, supposedly, yet again, will be going up on the same type of trial with a different sex tape. And hopefully they put their case together really well, and they have the witnesses and people testify in court, and maybe they use the series and the victims in there to build up a larger case. And hopefully R. Kelly will end up doing some hard fucking time. So with that, R. Kelly, you are also not just a piece of shit, a motherfucker, a scumbag, but you are also, for this week, a cunt of the week. Yes, you are. I'm going to move on to a little couple here, which I may mention on the podcast before. I don't like reality shows. I don't like the Kardashians. I got a huge problem with that whole family building careers and empires and millions, now billions of dollars off of Kim Kardashian sucking the dick in fucking Ray J, Brandy's little brother, and they just built it off of fucking porn tape. And they try to spin it as they were all talented and they were going to be famous to an extent. Your last name was recognizable because of your father defending OJ. And then the whole family blew up after you, Paris Hilton's little sidekick assistant. But they blew up off the reality show, off a side fucking tape that you did, a porno. And even though supposedly you were against it, your mom, Kris Kardashian, built your entire fucking career. Now, it's great that Kendall has a legit modeling career now. And the other Kendall Jenner and the other one that has her other fucking career, Kylie, who built a billion-dollar makeup empire. That's great. You're a legit businesswoman now. Good for you. But it all started. And we'll never forget, and we'll never let you forget, because you're all talentless, all because of that sex tape. And also, every man that comes into their life, they just fucking ruin their acting career, their music career, their basketball career. They just bring men down. They fuck up people. I don't know what the fuck you did to Bruce, who's now Caitlyn. But also, Kim, when she got her claws into Kanye, who was, again, in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, 2004 to 2008, Kanye West was a different type of rapper. He was putting on quality stuff. He took his producing abilities and put it into hip-hop that you could just bounce to, shake your head to, that you enjoyed, that wasn't gangster rap, because he wasn't a gangster. He wore backpacks and he had pop collars on polo shirts. That was a good Kanye. And then when she got her fucking succubus claws into him, she brought down Kanye. Made him become fucking crazy, going on and on about Donald Trump and politics, turning against Jay-Z, snapping on people on fucking social media. So much so that supposedly, now everybody that goes nuts, every celebrity that goes nuts on, in the next cunt of the week after this, that I'm getting to later on, same type of deal. When supposedly when you start going nuts, your publicist puts it out there that, yeah, let's blame this on a mental health issue. Not saying these people actually don't have mental health issues, but it just seems like that is the norm now. When a celebrity has a breakdown, loses their shit, or their true feelings come out, their PR spin is usually, let's just say it was a mental health issue. We have no proof. Nobody's going to be able to prove it. And that kind of knocks people that really actually have mental health issues. But Kanye supposedly went down that road because of all that shit he was going through, which we know that is your way to get out of it. That is your get out of jail free card. Basically saying, I'm a douchebag, and I don't want to say I'm a douchebag, but I'm going to blame it on mental health. Now, that the douchebags, more so cunts, if you will, Kanye supposedly, not supposedly, he did, I saw the video, went out and rented Kenny G, the guy that plays the fucking, the little horn, the saxophone, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He got him to play his little instrument in a room in their house. And he put out all these single roses in vases. Look like they're floating in the air. And Kenny G's playing his little instrument. And Kim tweeted that, oh my God, look, I got Kenny G performing for me right now. And she turns over from him performing on the roses to Kanye's smiling in the corner. You're fucking cunts. Most people on Valentine's Day would just go on a fucking date. Won't even acknowledge it. Maybe they got a fucking card, some chocolates. Maybe they do something special for dinner that night or that weekend close to it if they could get a sitter or just get out. But you two had to make it about yourselves and share that with all your admiring fucking fans. Get the admiration out there. Look how awesome we are. Look how rich we are that we could do this, that we could get Kenny G to perform for us and privately in our fucking living room and look at all these roses there. And I'm still there and fucking nod and smile. Nobody gives a fuck. Even your brainwashed fans, about your little performance of Kenny G in your living room, you stupid fox. So you two, the couple cunt of the week, the Valentine's Day cunts, you two are definitely cunts of the week as well. See you right up there today on this podcast with Ryan Adams and R. Kelly. Next, another cunt of the week that I want to get into. And I'm going to be brief on this because it's just insane what he did. And I know people get a little nuts about the politics. But anyway, I'm not a fan of the President of the United States. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. He's entertaining as a C-list celebrity. How we allowed him to become fucking president is proof right now that a lot of us are fucking stupid. You look at the way the country is going now. So much so that it was just insane putting me into office. I don't care if he's shaking things up or not. That because he could not get his agreed upon amount of money to get signed off on by both the Democrats and Republicans, specifically the Democrats, for his wall that he wants to build. Again, didn't he say that Mexico is going to pay for this fucking wall? Yeah, okay. Now, he shut down the government, got restarted up. We got an extension on that. Again, he shut that down for the fucking wall. He went ahead on this past Friday at the Rose Garden, went out there and was just starting talking like he does in his little maniacal fucking way about himself, the madness that comes out of his mouth, stating facts, this and that about China that make no fucking sense, attacking the media yet again. And he declares a state of fucking emergency. That's right, the country is in a state of emergency because he wants to build a wall. Our president of the United States took something that he built his whole campaign around. And because he can't get the funding and people to agree upon it, which we know going into office that people weren't going to agree upon this fucking magical fucking wall, and he decided to declare a national state of emergency because of the wall funding. The president of the United States, this is what he does in between fucking tweeting and eating McDonald's, who his physician did declare that even though he's physically fit, he is obese. So he could take a heart attack at any fucking given time. And then we'll be stuck with that dickhead of a vice president to take over. But anyway, he declared this national emergency over the fucking wall funding. That is insane. That is something that a, wait for it, a cunt would do. That's right. The president of the United States is officially a cunt of the week. Donald Trump, you are in the same category, in the same boat, if you will, as R. Kelly, Ryan Adams, Kanye West, and Kim fucking Kardashian West. Okay? Last but not least, and I want to spend a little bit of time on this because this one is fucking mind-blowing to me. As I stated earlier, this Empire actor, in Empire, I watched the pilot episode and I thought it fucking sucked. And I like Terrence Howard, I do. I just don't like him in this show. I don't like the show at all. If I'm going to watch a gangster show, even though it's not the musical industry, I will watch, even though he attacked Empire, and I don't agree with him on why he attacked them, but I don't give a fuck. I still like his show better. 50 Cent's Power. If I'm going to watch a fucking gangster show, something similar to that, same lines, that comes from a musical hierarchy, if you will, because it's tied to 50, and 50 is in the show, I would watch Power. Empire was fucking annoying. It sucked. It started skyrocket ratings, and now it's just declining every fucking week. It's about to get canceled. So it doesn't surprise me that this came out. Usually somebody in this day and age in social media that you want to elevate your show, that you want to elevate your own personal brand, that you want to elevate your career, you try to get your name in the news. A lot of these celebrities, these B and C list, D list celebrities, they don't do it for the right reasons. They don't do it because it's tied to something that they're proud of, like their work and a good show. They do it in a way where they want to get it more of, in this climate that we're living in, more political aspirations, where they want to use race and sexuality or politics to turn something, because those are common topics, right? There's a lot of the climate that we're living in. There's always something happening with somebody today, whether you're on both sides of race relations and police brutality, or the way gays are treated and what side that you're on, where people need to be more aware of, even in 2019, how gays are still being treated, that it's wrong, or how in this day and age where a lot of people that are minorities, they're being treated by other people like whites. White supremacy is kind of finding a feeding ground, if you will, under this climate in today's world, unfortunately. And fucking no different than politics, working politicians on both sides of that, celebrities are using those angles, right? So when you hear something that there was a hate crime, a possible hate crime committed on the news every day, you know, it's something that we're no longer shocked on because it happens so often, unfortunately, but we're aware of it because it gets on the news, gets in social media. But to hear when it's somebody famous, a celebrity, it's even more shocking and gets even more coverage, and there's even more tweets about it, more retweets and more stories, and everybody jumps on it. So when this Jussie Smollett, whatever the fuck his name is, I never seen Jussie spelled with a U. When he is an actor that's known on a hit TV show, when he is black, so he's a minority, a gay man, so he's a minority, so he's a black gay man, which puts him in the minority of the minority. When that came out a couple of weeks ago that he was supposedly attacked by two white men in the middle of that polar vortex, that fucking cold that was in the Midwest in Chicago, in the middle of the night when he was supposedly going to Subway to get a sandwich, and these men attacked him in an area where there was no fucking, and again, this day and age where everybody has a phone, even though it's late at night, or surveillance, no cameras, no video cameras, it wasn't caught on film, wasn't caught on tape, it wasn't caught on a phone, but these two supposed attackers, which he said were white, wearing MAGA hats, which make America great again, Trump, throw that in there, had hot sauce in a noose, hot sauce mixed with bleach that they threw into his face. It had all these things that sounds like they were taken from different stories put into one, but it was made on a D-list minority celebrity where, again, he wanted to supposedly went to the social media and got that out there where they attacked him and they had the noose and they were spraying him in the hot sauce and he fought his way off. Now, there's a lot of things that were odd about that, right? One was all these details that it sounded like all these different hate crimes happening all at once, where everybody's talking about how white power and people in the white majority are supporting Trump and a lot of them are racist. They had that element. It had the classic where somebody's attacking a black person and they had a noose. This day and age, to walk around with a noose, that's kind of shocking. Where, you know, they used to hang black people in the South and back during a time in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and that was huge on racism, so they brought up the noose in there. And then hot sauce, where I guess, you know, hits up the stereotype of black people with the with fried chicken, if you will, putting hot sauce, making everything spicy. So that was thrown in there. And the bleach to make their skin white, to hurt them, to burn them more. It had all these weird elements, but yet it was odd that somebody at 2 in the morning was walking around carrying this. Like, we're looking for somebody at 2 in the morning in the middle of the cold polar vortex that we're going to throw bleach in their eyes and fucking go after a minority and hurt them. And it was odd that he was out in the streets. And there was no coverage, no footage of it. And if you're in the fight of your life, if you're getting beat down by these racist sons of bitches that are fucking trying to do this to you, trying to hang you or choke you with a noose and punch you and throw bleach-laced hot sauce in your fucking face, you should be a little bit more banged up than that. And it turns out that Jesse went to Twitter and was giving interviews and just had a scratch in his face. So all of this shit wasn't adding up. And it was like, what is happening here? What are we missing? And now recently, you know, this is being recorded right where, again, it sounds suspicious that it was being made up, that there's now reports that the Chicago PD are turning the investigation to what a lot of people suspected. Even I was one of the people that suspected because it was just too much detail, but not enough evidence, right? Where you're telling the story and he was going to all these news stations, Good Morning America, and telling everybody, well, here's my story. And he was elevating himself and Fox was firmly standing behind him. And unfortunately, this day and age where hate crimes are still happening, where people are using the MAGA hats as their white power fucking movement and going against minorities, unfortunately still happening. Where being gay, unfortunately, people are still getting attacked for being gay. Where you get somebody, this son of a bitch, to take this and make it all up and try to use it to get his name out there, that now they're being released, that the Chicago PD is turning the investigation towards Jesse, saying that he made this fucking shit up, that they had two suspects, where now supposedly they came forward and they know him. They were on Empire with him. They were extras and they worked out with him in the gym. He supposedly paid them to perpetrate this fake fucking crime. It was a hoax. Now, we're all worrying about this shit happening to people in real life. You took that, you fucking piece of shit. And it's okay to say that. It's okay because guess what? A white guy can be a piece of shit. A black guy could be a piece of shit. A straight person could be a piece of shit. A gay person could be a piece of shit. So you are a fucking cunt in the fact that you are now taking these fucking problems, real life problems. You are undermining real fucking gays who are being attacked for being gay. Real minorities, real blacks that are being attacked for being fucking black. Where a lot of people are worried about the MAGA hats and that Trump is now feeding, throwing fuel to the fire of this white power movement. People really suffering from this. You played off of that. You're taken away from real life incidents and real life hate crimes. And you made it about yourself and you came up with a fake supposed act. Allegedly, because we can't say that has been proven either one way or another. But all the facts are leaning towards that this Jesse Smollett went out and paid these guys to perpetrate a fucking hoax to get his name out there, his brand, to get people talking about him, to guarantee work. Maybe it brings up the ratings of Empire. This is some fucked up shit. And now here's what's going to happen. Mentioned earlier about Kanye West. Mental health. I guarantee his publicists, or publicists plural, are now sitting there saying, know how we spin this? Mental health. it won't surprise me now if this case turns on him that he's going to say and they're going to release that he has mental health issues, that he is seeking help. He's taken a leave from the show to go into a program, I guarantee, because that's what celebrities do now where they get exposed for being an asshole or making up a fake case. That's what they do. Now they're also, not only the Jesse takeaway from all those other angles and all those other real life stuff that we're dealing with as a people, as a country, as one people, one country, he's now going to throw in the mental health too, I guarantee. So that'll make him a bigger piece of shit than Ari suspected. So I had to close out my Kunst of the Week on that one because you, Jesse Smollett, that's right, are the biggest fucking Kunst of the Week this week. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Kunst of the Week. I will probably do this more often. Sometimes maybe there'll be one Kunst, two Kunst, three Kunst. Dr. Seuss. I see one Kunst, two Kunst, three Kunst, four Kunst, five Kunst, six Kunst. You like that? Kunst of the Week on February 21st, 2019. I had to get to that. Now, where to find me on social media? You'll never see T tweeting about that weird shit, made up shit, because I am the truest motherfucker you will ever meet, and that's what I do here on the podcast. I entertain you, I bring you the truth, and that's what I do. But if you want to find me, you're not going to find the guy under the hat. But you can find me on social media at @T_podcast on Instagram, all one word, and T-blog, all one word, T-B-L-A-W-G, two accounts. Separate things that I'm doing on there. Go find me. Go give me a follow. Like my shit. Hit me up in the DMs. Do what you need to do. Find me on T-Blog. Not twitting bullshit. On T-Blog, all one word, on Twitter. And email me. Email me if you want more Kunst of the Week or disagree with my Kunst of the Week. Or have a take on that. Like, how dare you call Jesse a Kunst of the Week? Or how dare you go against Donald Trump's need to build that wall and stating and declaring a national emergency? Hit me up. I'll respond back. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll call you a fucking cunt. But it'll be funny, my response. T@T-blogblawg.com on the Facebook page, the T-blog page. I can be found on Facebook. And of course, here on iTunes, in the place that I started all this shit, T-blog.com every Tuesday and Thursday. That is it, ladies and gentlemen. They're your cunts of the week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it made you laugh. I hope it made you think. Until next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.